Blackstone Publishing presents Picasso and the Painting That Shocked the World by Miles J. Unger. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. To my brothers, Brooke and Paul. 1. In Search of Lost Time. We will all return to the Bateau Lavoir. We were never truly happy, except there. Picasso to André Salmon, 1945. Pablo Picasso stood on the threshold of his apartment, bundled against the autumn chill, his hat pulled low about his ears, a brown knit scarf tossed carelessly across his shoulders. A shapeless coat engulfed his stocky frame. Shabbily dressed, not so much anonymous as invisible beneath the layers, he hardly looked the part of the world's most famous artist. There was something incongruous in the scene, something about the man and the place that didn't quite match. If the elegant address, a 17th-century apartment building on the Rue des Grands Augustins, in the genteel left-bank neighborhood of Saint-Germain-des-Prés, proclaimed his worldly success, his rumpled outfit suggested an indifference to the trappings that came with it. With his stained pants, worn at the cuff, and felt cap, whose folds had long since given up the struggle for form, Picasso showed the same disregard for convention he had as a struggling painter living from hand to mouth in a squalid Montmartre tenement. It was a quirk of his personality that his first wife had tried hard to correct. She often complained that no matter how much money he made, he insisted on dressing like a bum.